Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Do you jump on the bus? Do you take the train? A lot of people have something to say about that. And guess what? The CTA is listening. Brian, tell everybody about what happens on Tuesdays now, where you're welcoming feedback from people who use CTA.
Well, first, thanks very much for having me. And actually, it's going to be 3 days a week for the next few weeks. We will have a group of CTA managers at rail stations and bus terminals throughout the system interacting with our customers. They'll be answering questions, they'll be intaking customer feedback, and we're providing information on a new action plan that we announced earlier this month to address some of the issues that we, like every other transit agency in the country, has been facing lately.
And I would say, just based on what I see, we're certainly better than New York, right?
Well, we sometimes don't try to compare ourselves to our peers, but if you look at performance not only recently but throughout the pandemic, the CTA has really had a strong performance. Now, that's not to say there haven't been issues, because there have been issues. The pandemic really upended the way that we all do business, and that definitely includes public transit. But we've kept our trains and buses running. The biggest problem that we've had is having enough workers to run them every day. You know, like every other business, we've had people call in sick, we've had people take advantage of the great resignation, and because of that, we just simply haven't had enough people to run all our trains and run all our buses. That leads to longer wait times, it leads to services being canceled, and rightfully, customers are frustrated with that.
And of course, it leads to somebody starting a Twitter handle by the name of CTA Fails.
That handle has actually been around for years and years. However, if you look at that account, you'll see a lot of the things aren't necessarily related to the operations of CTA. It relates to some of the customers and some of the behaviors that you sometimes see on the system.
You're right. And with that comes a little bit of comedy. But it has become a sport. You know, bashing the CTA seems like a sport in Chicago, much like we complain about the weather or something else.
Right, and I think that's part of the reason why we're out there with these Ask CTA programs. We had our first event yesterday. We'll have our second this afternoon. What really stood out at the event, we were at the California Blue Line station up in Logan Square, was how nice people were. Customers came up, and they did offer us feedback and say, hey, my train needs to come more frequently, you know, I'm waiting too long for buses, things of that nature. But I think that they saw that there are real men and women who every single day are really doing their best to provide the transit service that our region provides. Another surprising thing from yesterday was, and part of the reason that we're out there is we're telling people about CTA job opportunities. We had more than a dozen people not only inquire about CTA jobs, but begin the process of application. So, you know, being out there with our customers, which we have been all this time, right? We're out there every single day interacting with our customers. But we found an opportunity to bring our senior managers. So these are the people who actually oversee the bus service, the rail service.
Wait, is Mr. Carter out there?
President Carter will be making multiple appearances in the program. He was not at yesterday's event, but yeah, absolutely, he'll be dropping by these because, you know, I think the main thing that we want our customers to know is we hear you, right? We've always had ways for you to provide us feedback, an 800 number, an email address, our social media channels, a customer service center, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing beats that face-to-face interaction, mm-hmm. and that's really what we want customers to know is we are here listening to you, and we do want to tell you about some of the things we're doing to try to make these things better.
Brian Steele is a CTA spokesperson, and your feet were held to the fire for most of this year, and I understand those problems came about because of the pandemic, but it's nice to know you're trying to do something about it. And people will troll you online, and they'll probably leave nasty voicemail messages, but when they are faced with a human being, you know, people in Chicago are pretty nice people. So I can understand that they're probably being somewhat kind and offering more constructive criticism. Now, are you going to have a team out today at 95th and Dan Ryan on the Red Line stop?
We will have a group of senior managers at 95th Red Line from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. They're there to answer your questions. They're there to hear your feedback. We will have a person from our HR team there, human resources team, offering information on CTA employment. And we look forward to engaging customers there and at all the other stations and locations we'll be doing in the coming weeks.
And how'd that job fair go that you had about a month ago?
Very, very successful. One of the biggest areas where we have a deficiency in manpower is on the bus side. We really need some bus operators. We recently graduated a class, the biggest class we've had this year, of 80 new operators, and the job fair that we had prior to that, which we did in conjunction with our union, has put many, many more people into the pipeline. So we are making progress to addressing, again, what is the biggest issue that we're facing, and that's a lack of proper manpower.
Somebody said, please ask Brian, the CTA person, about the ongoing filth at the Blue Line Harlem station.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that there's a cleanliness issue there. I will tell you that we regularly clean our stations, not only on a day-to-day basis, but every couple weeks we will do what we call a deep clean, where we do a big power wash, do the fixtures, things of that nature. One of the biggest challenges of public transit, and particularly at that station, you know, that's an outside station in the median of the Kennedy Expressway and exposed to all the elements. So it is a tough one to keep up with. And then remember, these are stations that have literally thousands of people going in and out of them each and every day. And most people are really good. They'll put their trash in the garbage can, you know, they'll keep their coffee in their cup, things of that nature. But unfortunately, uncleanliness does occur sometimes. And when it does, we really do our best to clean it up as quickly as possible. So knowing that, I will bring that to the attention of our maintenance folks. And really, that's the type of thing, that's the type of feedback that we really anticipate hearing at these CTA events. You know, if somebody says, hey, my Harlem station is really not looking so good, that's feedback that we'll immediately get to our maintenance group, and they'll be able to head out and address it ASAP.
And our last 30 seconds, Brian, are police working with you hand in hand now to address any type of security issues?
Oh, absolutely. We have had a extremely close partnership with the Chicago Police Department for pushing 40 years now. Police actually have a dedicated police force solely focused on the CTA. So they have officers throughout the entire system every day. We supplement those officers with contracted security guards, and we're getting ready to introduce some new canine guards as even another level of crime deterrence.
Thanks for jumping on the show with us, Brian.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
CTA, you'll see the top dogs out there today, 95th and Dan Ryan at the Red Line stop, and then Central Green Line station tomorrow. Lauren has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.